because I used to study overseas for some time when I was younger. So I was studying in an international school at that time, and there were these courses called English as a Second Language courses. I think I learned the most English there. And also because I was in an English-speaking environment, so how I learned English is very different from how Hong Kong people learn English, because we don't start with grammar and we don't have vocabularies to recite and things like that. Basically, the most memorable English learning experience was just through practice, because I had to communicate with my friends in class, I had to communicate with the teachers in English, so I learned through that way.
What would you do in the class when you're studying?
Basically, in class, we would have a topic. It could be very general, like for example, we did World War II for the whole semester, or we did some random topics, and we would discuss it. So there wasn't like anything like Hong Kong, because I've studied secondary school in Hong Kong, and in Hong Kong it seems like you have to do this type of grammar for this lesson, that type of grammar for that lesson. But in an international school, we would just have a topic for discussion and then we would research on it. Like for example, we would talk about what happened during the World War II, or the types of tactics or the history or things like that, and basically we just learn through using English as a way of communicating the ideas.
Which way of learning English do you prefer?
Well, this type of way, like practice. And I think reading and speaking is very important in learning English, because for reading you learn a lot of vocabularies and also how people write, but at the same time you have to speak and like talk English with a lot of different people so that you get the practice of what you have read in the books.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
I think in referring with my the answer for the first question, when I first moved to Malaysia, my English wasn't very good. But I actually started enjoying English when I started enjoying reading. Most of the books that I read were novels or short stories. At that time, my favorite were like children books, like Enid Blyton and Harry Potter and things like that. It's just like novels that are interesting but easy to read.
There's
a lot of favorites. I like a lot of fantasy books, so that would be like Harry Potter and things like from C.S. Lewis. It's like all these fantasy about something that might not be real in this world, but at the same time it can sort of be like real. Because you never know, because in like the Harry Potter world, the magical world, and the normal muggles world is coexisting, so you never know if there might be like a Harry Potter world somewhere out there. So I think that kind of imagination is interesting, because for that amount of time when you're reading, you're in another world, but then at the same time you start to wonder, it could be a possibility that it's out there, you never know.